T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's up? It's your boy, The Ben Smith. Thanks for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast. Want more? Check out the greatest podcast in all the land, The Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and listen to a brand new episode every Tuesday night.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Throhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today's shot is short and sweet, but today we toast an unidentified man from somewhere in Scotland. Look, like a lot of us right now, we're investing in and enjoying time with family because of the situation going on around the world. And this guy, and I know my family does this a lot because my son insists on what he calls the dance party. By the way, we determined I cannot do the worm well. He does it fairly well. But he has his family around, his entire family, as they say. I believe it's even extended family is at this guy's place. And they decide to pull out the phone, and they're going to fire up music because, let's face it, music brings people together. But this time he decided, you know what, I'm going to step it up a little bit. So instead of just playing the music through his phone or through his Bluetooth, he connects his phone to the TV, and that's where they're going to play the music. Unfortunately for him, what he ended up doing instead of playing music was he accidentally streamed Pornhub in front of his entire family while trying to play music through the TV. The worst part about it is now he starts fumbling nervously with his phone, trying to get the videos off of the screen. Now, eventually he did, but it should be noted that it lasted for at least 17 seconds, which in the porn world is all the time I need. But certainly everyone in the family saw everything that was going on. Only one person, I believe his wife, was angry, who said called him an effing belter. Now, if you don't know what a belter is, apparently that is Scottish slang for someone who's incompetent.
Okay.
Because he couldn't get the porn off the screen. She wanted him to get the porn off the screen because the kids that are laughing and giggling, of course, they don't need to see this. But anyway, to his credit, he is now an internet sensation. His video has had more than 6.4 million views.
Good for him.
Congratulations. I do not know specifically what thumbnail he clicked on, but everyone in our family learned a little something about that family member today. Yeah.
Hope it was big booties.
Oh, man, I would be real embarrassed. So, we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So, over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Could be up-kilt pictures.
Oh, God, up-kilt.
Steve, the throw hugging you, please, to everyone. How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is makes the story a story. Jesus, man. Hello, Don. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey, how you doing?
Hola. Doing well, Don. Thank you for asking. Don, do you understand how to play this here game?
Sure do.
Fantastic. As always, you have one of three stories to choose from. The wonderful world of drugs, which I promise you is not as harsh as yesterday. Bite me. In other words, what did someone find in their food? And finally, interior decorating, where you guessed the foreign object that ended up inside of someone.
I'm going with drugs.
Going with drugs. All right.
Let's keep it simple.
You sound like a man who might know a little something about it. Here is your story. In this case, a 36-year-old woman in Florida. The cops tried to pull her over, but instead, she fired up drugs in front of them and then led them on a high-speed chase. The woman, identified as Christy Reddick, She'd been arraigned on a charge of first-degree fleeing and eluding a police officer. A judge ordered her held on $20,000 bond, and if she's convicted, she faces up to 15 years in prison. It'll explain itself in a minute. Sheriff's office said that she'd also been charged with assault with a dangerous weapon, drug possession, and driving with a suspended license, which we call the trifecta. But she has an illustrious criminal history. She's a parolee absconder who had not reported since March. She has two prior convictions for drug possession. She also has a 2005 conviction for unlawfully driving away in an automobile. So this is not her first rodeo. But officials said that she was driving a vehicle, and when the deputy tried to stop her, she simply refused to obey his commands and then eventually fled. They deployed stop sticks to stop the vehicle. All the tires were damaged. That's when they got her. But as deputies tried to box in her vehicle to stop it, she crashed into two sheriff's vehicles. She then drove off the roadway and finally came to a stop. When deputies got to her car, they instructed her and her passenger to show them her hands. Well, the passenger did, but she didn't. Instead, she began doing drugs in front of the cops. So her doors are locked. The cops are looking in, guns drawn. She's like, yeah, I'll get out in a second. Started doing her drugs, and all of this was caught on the deputy's body camera. Both her and the passenger were arrested after they refused to open the vehicle's doors for police. No one was injured. Now, clearly, she does not have a ton of regard for, well, anything. But what drugs do you think she did in front of officers while she was locked in her car? By the way, I respect her style on that. Like, yeah, I'll open the door in a second. Was it weed, crack, meth, or cocaine? Weed, crack, meth, or cocaine?
Man, oh, I want to think coke or weed because it'd just be so easy to do. You know, just puff, hold on, let me get my coke out and I'll go with you. My fun's done. But, you know, cocaine, you know, fun's never done. So,
well, you could probably smoke meth pretty quick, too.
I don't think she was in a hurry. I mean, you guys need to understand, based on this woman's rap, like, she may have taken 5 minutes to do this. She may have done it in 30 seconds. She did not care.
That's a good point.
Did you say what kind of car it was?
It did not say what kind of vehicle it was.
And where was it again?
Florida. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Take your pick.
You know what, Don? Here's my guess on this. I think that based on her prior life, all right, she hasn't checked in with her parole officer, which in a weird way would lead me to believe that maybe it was weed. Strange as that sounds, because she's probably going to have to take a UA. Where crack, meth, and cocaine are out of your system within 2 to 3 days. But she's so jacked up. I don't think she has the money for cocaine, although it's prevalent in Florida. So I think I'm going to guess crack on this time around.
And how old did you say she was?
36.
About 36, yes.
Florida, 30. You know what? I'm saying meth.
You gonna go meth?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. Don, what are you thinking here?
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Ted. I'm doing meth.
There you go, Don.
Oh, yeah, I'm not doing meth. She's doing meth.
We're not doing meth.
Hey, man, maybe it could be a fun social distancing game. You sit over there and do meth. I'll sit over there and do meth.
There you go.
We'll hang out talk for 8 hours.
You know what? I made that bet with somebody poorly. Like months ago, I was like, hey, if this lasts too long, I guess we'll just smoke some meth and meet up, huh? And now it's been like 6 months. Like, it was a joke.
No callback.
Yeah.
Okay, Don, we're going to find out if this lovely lady was on weed, crack, meth, or cocaine next.
That was a tease.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Okay, we got on the Florida profile. This woman is, she's fired up. And she fired up drugs in front of cops when
she
pulled her over, I guess, for the first time. Then she led cops on a high-speed chase. She has so many multiple prior convictions, there's no reason to go over that again. But she did crash into two sheriff's vehicles, and then when they approached her in the car, she kept the windows rolled up with whoever her accomplice was, and she said, hold on, I want to do drugs one more time before you arrest
me. One more time, yeah. Because that is what she does. But Don, the question was, what drug was this woman doing in front of the cops? Was it weed, crack, methamphetamine, or the cocaine? And Don, you went along with the Ted Smith, and you picked meth.
Meth.
Don, I'm sorry. She's not the methy girl you're hoping she would be.
No,
Miles, you picked crack.
I did. Yep. Oh, no way.
Oh, yeah, she fired up the crack pipe.
Holy cow.
Held up the one index finger to say, give me 1 minute.
Write it down.
Let me get some of this down.
The rare win there. Thank you, honey.
I mean, but look, if you're going to go to jail anyway, and she knows she has priors, she knows this can be a thick sentence, I would do it too.
Blast off.
Yeah. Blast off, brother. See you on the other side.
I guess she's the dating type.
She's classy, yeah.
Yeah. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for all TV time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah. All right, some choices for you today. You have Trevor Noah.
Ooh, Trevor Noah.
Seth Meyers.
Okay.
Jimmy Fallon. Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
That's right. These guys all have teams of writers that help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a The Ted Smith original?
I don't know if you guys saw this, but Paul McCartney could become the chief of an indigenous Canadian island after being nominated to be the new leader just weeks before election. He plans on living or letting himself die there.
Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers.
Ted Smith!
Ted Smith!
Son Shout out. God. I had an assist writer today. Thank you, VD.
Oh, God.
Don't give him credit.
Yeah.
I just
say it's yours.
Yeah, the man's ego is uncontrolled.
We don't need this.
He's going to come tomorrow with gold chains and a fur coat. You know he is.
Cowboy hat, getting ready to be a rancher.
He is. He's taking off the ranch soon. It's the start of Shark Week on Discovery. I hate to be a downer, but sharks are way down on the list of scary things right now for me. Seriously, walking into CVS is scarier than Shark Week. The only thing scarier than a school of sharks is a school.
Seth Meyers.
It's either going to be Seth or Trevor. I'm going to go Trevor.
Jimmy Fallon.
It was the start of Shark Week on Discovery Channel. I hate to be a downer, but sharks are way down the list of scary things right now for me. I mean, seriously, right now walking into a CVS is scarier than Shark Week. The only thing scarier than a school of sharks is a school.
I think we might have talked about this, but a 103-year-old woman in Michigan got a tattoo last week to check it off her bucket list. Well, I hope she doesn't regret that when she gets older.
Ted Smith, I hope.
Honestly, Seth Meyers.
That is Seth.
A 103-year-old woman in Michigan got a tattoo last week to check it off her bucket list. Well, I just hope she doesn't regret it when she gets older.
Sesame Place theme park worker, only 17, was rushed to the hospital for surgery on his jaw after a visitor punched him in the face because he asked him to wear a mask. And this episode brought to you by the letter D.
D. Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
That's a solid joke. I like that.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. What's wrong with that guy?
What's wrong with a lot of people?
I know. What is going on? I think we know what's going on.
What's wrong with this whole place, man? I'm going to bring it down. 7-Eleven. Because 7-Eleven won't leave my life right now. 7-Eleven is introducing a new line of never frozen pastries, baked fresh in stores nationally. Now their goods are as freshly baked, just like the kid working behind the counter.
Oh, God, I hope that's you, but I'll go Seth.
I'm going to go Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
7-Eleven is introducing a new line of never frozen pastries, baked fresh in stores nationally. Yep. Now their goods are freshly baked, just like the kid working behind the counter.
I just don't know what 7-Eleven he's going to. I don't know that I've been to a 7-Eleven that has, like, a young kid behind the counter. That's all I'm saying. Like, there's a lot of places, right, the young kid's behind the counter, but I feel like 7-Eleven, it's like, listen, kid, I'd love to give you a job, but you need to understand, this is 7-Eleven. Like, you need to be an adult because you're going to see and deal and smell a lot of things that no one your age should have to deal with if you're not from a third world nation that is at war while suffering a natural disaster.
Okay.
It's 7-Eleven.
I really had this moment the other day when I walked into 7-Eleven in Fremont and I smelled fresh baked pastries. Like I thought, okay, either, because they used to have either like a crispy cream case.
Blow your mind.
But I could smell it, you know, because I live by that.
They had like their own donut cake.
Yeah, I live by that bakery.
Yeah.
So I know smell of like, you know, overnight baking and it's, you know, whatever, bread, whatever. But I could smell it. I was like, they just brought this order in. It makes sense that they're now making their own stuff. However, Ted, I will say this, just for a little bit of a challenge, maybe what we should do is we should bring in maybe on Thursday some of that 7-Eleven pizza so that you can actually, because I know you haven't had a piece yet, right? You haven't had a slice?
No.
Would you be willing to try it and give an honest to God review on Ted's meat and potatoes? I'm pretty sure if we fire that thing up in the microwave for about 15, 20 seconds, it'll be just as delicious as it is.
I don't know about that, man. I don't know because they put it in like their weird air fryer kind of thing. It's not a microwave.
Yeah.
It's not an oven. What about, say we get pizza, a buffalo
chicken log.
Mm-hmm. I need a chicken log.
Okay.
I mean, why don't we just go full out buffet from 7-Eleven and you can honestly, like, and here's the thing, because
I would honestly probably love it. Thank you, 7-Eleven.
Yeah. You're also very gracious with us typically when you do Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Like, you are always coming with us with all these food ideas, and you serve us. So the last time you served us onion rings, Steve and I sit here, we eat them. Maybe what we do is that we, Steve and myself and Mike, we get together. And
from where?
We serve you the delicious 7-Eleven foods, and then you can give an honest review of how these things taste.
I think you'll like the pizza, but you will agree with me on the buffalo chicken log, which is this, tasty, but just too dense. That's
I don't,
me.
I don't think there's anything wrong with their pizza. I just think it probably tastes like 7-Eleven pizza.
Yep.
It does.
It does.
And that's the magic of
right,
it.
Right, exactly. You know what a Big Bite tastes like. We don't need to buy one of those. We'll get chicken on a stick. We'll get a buffalo log.
Oh, the sesame chicken on a stick.
Oh, absolutely.
You know it. You stop calling it a chicken log. It's a chicken roller.
A chicken roller.
Oh, I'll tell you who could use a chicken log. James Wong.
Okay.
Right, because you pronounce the H with a W.
Oh, I don't believe so.
Yeah. I don't want to be right then.
Basically, you would know this guy.
He should do a podcast like Stephen Wright called Wright and Wong. Right? I'd listen.
Yeah, why not?
He's been in a bunch of stuff. He's 91.
Oh, geez.
Right, he's got 600 acting credits on his resume.
If you don't
the 50s.
Know who he is, you're wrong. You do. If you look at a picture of this guy, you go, you have seen him all of your life. Yeah,
Jimmy Wong?
Yes, or James.
James.
Okay. Look at you, like you know him or something.
I do, man. We're tight. Jimmy Wong.
Big Trouble in Little China, Seinfeld, mm-hmm. He was running the Chinese restaurant, Kung Fu Panda.
That's the wrong guy.
Blade Runner, Jesus.
No, that guy's way too young to be the guy.
Right.
That is not the guy.
That's not
91. No. That guy's like 25.
H-O-N-G, you pronounce
it
wrong.
Oh, H-O-N-G.
We just went through this, you uncultured savage.
H-O-N-G. If loving you is Hwang. Oh, yeah, that guy's in everything.
So he's still working. He's 91. Now, finally, there's a campaign to get him a star in the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He's being backed by fellow amazing Asian American actors. It's a lot there. Harry Shum Jr. and Ken Wong.
Look, you're
Doctor.
You're asking
Dr. Me? Ken.
The problem is this, man, and it's such a weird thing because it's the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And this guy has been in everything, but everyone's going, who? And then everyone that Googled it has the miles like, oh, God, yeah, I know exactly who this is. But it's hard to say, like, if he's famous. Do you know what I mean? Like, everyone knows who he is, but no one knows his name.
He was in Airplane.
And
well, if you saw him, you'd recognize him.
But the problem with the Hollywood Walk of Fame, I think it makes worse. If you put him in Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, because people look at him and go, I know exactly who that guy is, right? Visually, you know who he is. But if I'm walking down the Hollywood Boulevard and I see that, like I don't know who this dude is. Even though everyone's
doesn't the Walk of Fame have like
Kermit the Frog, bro, you know who he is.
Right, but like those people
Mickey Mouse.
But there's like Hollywood producers and stuff that are on there.
There are a lot of names that you don't
that aren't famous at all.
Right.
I mean, they're They're famous within the industry, but right. nobody's going to walk over it and be like, oh, there's the guy.
There's a president from MGM for 20 years. right. Like, you don't
from
know
1940s.
You don't care.
Right.
That's like Palm Springs Walk of Fame. You're like, this is no fame.
Right.
Palm Springs has their own Walk of Fame?
Oh, yeah.
That's where they all retired to.
Absolutely.
Or lived.
Mm-hmm.
Did not know
it's
that.
It's an amazing actual deal. Quincy Jones, Bob Hope, a lot of people who just lived there.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. But see, we've heard of them.
Yeah. Right. Like, well.
Because I almost peed on Quincy Jones one night walking back from my hotel room. I thought, this is weird that he's out in the middle of nowhere. Because he was like on a corner.
Where were you going to pee on Quincy Jones?
I wasn't. I was going to use the bathroom off the side of the sidewalk when I was walking back to my hotel from downtown Palm Springs. And I realized that I almost peed on Quincy Jones to start.
Would you have felt bad?
Yes. Are you kidding me? It's Quincy Jones.
Sounds a little bit like you were just going to pee in the middle of the sidewalk.
I was pretty close. There's a big wall right beside there. There wasn't a lot of room to squeeze in.
Let's see. Saved by the Bell. New trailer for the... Oh, wait a minute. Saved by the Bell's great. But let's talk a little sports. I'm not going to give you the disappointing news. We'll get into that some other time.
Oh, Jesus.
But Phil Mickelson, famous for being a golfer, famous for being...
yes, Phil Mickelson.
The left-handed golfer. Is there another prolific left-handed golfer?
If you can't think of him, no.
Golfer or gambler? What did you say?
Golfer.
Oh, golfer.
Been a big gambler, too. Obviously, Phil Mickelson, people like him, this and that. So he, during the major last weekend, the PGA Championship, after he got done his round on Saturday, he popped into the booth and he's talking a little bit. Basically, sounds like he's auditioning for his job, and he opens up with just an awesome dad joke. And Gary Player, who is English, did not get it.
Phil, great. Great to have you.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. It's there's three things I do well. Play golf and talk golf.
What's the third then? You said three things.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was setting you up.
Anyway.
Leave that to your imagination, dear boy.
he just drinks.
Leave it to the Englishman, you know.
He drinks well. That went right over my head. Yeah. That went up.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'll put it up in a graphic here in a minute.
Okay.
I saw that.
I mean, he could have been referencing a lot.
Of course. Wherever your mind goes is what, you know, that's the answer.
I took it as a sex joke.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like he lays it down.
That's what he wanted you to take it as, I'm sure.
Right. Like he was like, maybe he drinks well, too. I'm just like... It's just so awkward that he asks him and then, like, follows it up with a question. And if you had seen Phil's reaction, it's just like,
come on.
Like, come on, dude.
Right.
Help me out here.
Yeah.
You said a third.
It's a little bit of banter.
Mm-hmm. It's still funny to me, the joke.
It's awesome. But hey, the other thing, too, is, I mean, it was literally the beginning and he just threw it out there.
Bubba Watson, left-handed golfer.
Okay, so there's two lefties.
Thank you
for
checking
in. But Phil Mickelson, literally his nickname is Lefty. Used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So try swinging left-handed or finding left-handed golf clubs, too.
Yeah, I went to the driving range with 2 years ago, Castle and Joe from Elysian. I don't play golf, so I don't have my own clubs. And went to the little club room, and it's like, oh, here's a golf club. No, man, I need left-handed. And it's one of those things where you get the, hang on a second. Okay. Meaning, I don't even know if we have that. They did.
Yeah, they probably have a couple, and then you got to worry, did somebody already take them?
And trust me, I sucked. Actually, the best shot I hit, I swear to God, I hit this thing like 200 yards straight up in the air. I hit this thing. I mean, you hear, boom. I remember Joe, who plays golf, he looks at me and goes, holy S, man, that's a great hit. And we are looking, trying to find where my ball's going to land. I mean, we're looking. It just sounded like the mother of all hits. You hear kind of that... comes buzzing out of the sky and lands about 2 feet in front of me.
Uh-oh.
I hit this thing, and I just don't understand the
physics.
You
couldn't do that if you were trying to do it.
No.
I promise you I couldn't, because I was not trying to do that. I was trying to hit it in front of me, and like I said, I cracked this bitch, and it just disappeared, and we're staring out there, and I'm like, where is it?
That's
and
typically what people say when they hit another golfer. I couldn't have done that if I wanted to. I hope you're okay.
Right.
Yeah, just hitting a ball straight up is pretty hard.
Well, it's not that hard, Ted.
I know.
You had it way back in your stance. Yeah.
So the Saved by the Bell reboot, the trailer's out. There was a famous episode of Saved by the Bell. Mike, I always forget. Were you a Saved by the Bell guy? No. Right. And right. It's right. I'm the
We're
one.
We're too old. Right. You're on your own.
He's too young.
You're on your own.
All right. So there's a famous episode where Jesse Spano, Elizabeth Berkley's character, gets all strung out.
Nice.
Was
this like one of those important message kind of episodes?
Yeah, you're damn right. She was strung out on caffeine pills.
Oh, boy. Trying to lose weight, I bet.
Stay awake. Okay. Work hard.
Study.
I can't remember if losing weight was part of it. Those were big. I remember all those pills back in the day. Like, was it like Dexedrine?
Dexedrine, yeah.
Yeah.
We used to take them all the time.
Yeah.
Oh, we love popping those things.
Kept the weight off and I got high.
Those white crosses? All right. Wow. Let's go. Zap. I'm tingly.
So basically, a new character holds up a bottle of caffeine pills, which nowadays they don't even sell those anymore. So
I know. No, right. They're illegal.
Yeah. You can't find anything.
Just bath salts.
Thanks, Orioles.
And then she smacks them out of the kid's hand and says, at first, they're so exciting. Then it gets even more exciting. But after that, it gets so scary. And in the end, you ruin your girl's group shot at a recording contract. The show's on the Peacock streaming service. No date on when it's coming out. If you want to check that out. Also, I have a TV reminder for you today.
What's that?
All right.
Shark Week has started on Discovery. And Will Smith is in there. So he's going to get in there, talk with some sharks, and then the shark's going to hook up with his wife.
Jesus. Why did you use that in the monologue?
Got to leave him on a high note, Miles.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Canada, where residents are finding satellite dishes on top of beaver dams. Meanwhile, doctors recommend wearing masks during sexy time, so no more eating of the jellies and the jams. Hair-sniffing bear in Mexico can now hit all the high notes. Volunteers are using human hair to clean up oil spill from the Japanese boat. And farmers paint eyes on cows' butts, and it keeps them from being attacked. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. We go to the Great White North, where people are noticing others messing with the wildlife. Photos have been posted online of multiple beaver lodges that have been vandalized with satellite dishes. Not only satellite dishes, but Canadian flags have been planted into the lodges, which people have said is a fairly routine prank that has been pulled in Canada.
Is it really cruel? I mean, you didn't destroy their housing. It's so stupid.
We're watching Leave It to Beaver.
Oh, that's a good. That'd be their top pick.
It would be. Number one show on Netflix.
Can you call it a prank when it doesn't realize that there's even a joke involved? All it knows is that there's this big metal thing up on top of its house.
It's not for the beaver to laugh. It's for the people who stumble upon
it. I'm sure. You don't call it a prank.
I think it's because you know deep down the park rangers are like, damn it, I wish they'd stop putting these satellite dishes on
beavers.
They don't even watch TV.
Beavers just tell each other teeth jokes.
Teeth jokes.
Buck tooth looking.
I don't think they use buck tooth in the beaver world. Hey, don't call me the B word, bro.
Mm-hmm. Over in Rhode Island, there's a bit of a dust-up between businesses. The owners of a local pizza place with the new...
Where's this at?
This is over in Rhode Island.
That's a pizza parlor.
It's a pizza parlor?
Yeah, that's true. There, yes.
What's with Rhode Island lately? Anyway, they're getting into it with the new owners of the bar next door after they erected a 6-foot fence between the two businesses. The wall being so high wrecked the view of the pizzeria, and the owners were so angry about it that they posted on their sign, quote, "Not our fence, put in to block our view... douche move." The owners have gone on to say that they're free to do with their property what they will, but they say that it's a spite wall.
A spite wall.
A spite wall. So I don't... Reading through the story, I didn't quite get what would motivate them to build this 6-foot tall wall to wreck their view, other than the fact that it's a bar and grill.
I think... Here's my general thought. I understand the pizza parlor's position because their idea is you want people to get drunk and see pizza all night when you're sitting there knowing that's where you go. The bar... tells me that might be a bar I want to go to because you're saying maybe if people are just getting pizza, they don't need to know what's happening.
Right.
Right? That's my initial thought. But then again, I'm a horrible person, so that might have nothing to do with it at all.
Right. Not to mention you don't want your people sitting at a bar looking over at a pizzeria saying, huh, I'd sure like to go have their food.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't look at a pizza parlor all day.
And right. not get pizza.
Exactly. Yeah,
it's impossible.
Especially as you're getting...
Yeah, but the flip side of that
is... You're still going to smell it.
But yeah. If I'm at a pizza place, I can't look at a bar while I'm eating and not say, hey, we're going to the bar getting drinks too.
Right.
I don't know if it sounds crazy, but Rhode Island does have amazing pizza. Like, if you look at the top 100 pizza places in the U.S., because I'm a geek and I do that kind of stuff.
You really do.
Rhode Island's got like 4 or 5 of them. And they do like a clam pizza, and they do some other things that are traditional in the Northeast. But, I mean, they can make pizza. They can hook that up.
I like it. All righty. Over in Botswana, researchers are trying new tactics to save their cattle. The study has taken place over the last 4 years and involved researchers painting eyeballs on their cows' butts.
It works.
Is this for wolves or coyotes?
It honestly goes. They said wolves, coyotes,
lions.
Bobcats, lions. Right.
I heard about this a few years ago, and it was actually an Australian rancher, but he owned property in Africa. And the thing was, look, cows are easy pickings for any kind of carnivore, right? Mm-hmm. So he realized since lions, well, big cats in general, it's all about the ambush. The way it's explained to me, thank you, National Geographic, is that if they feel you are staring them down, they don't necessarily go for the attack because their instinct is to ambush. Right. So this guy, the way the cattle eat, they're all head-to-head and their asses are facing out. So the Australian dude took a Sharpie. I mean, nothing sophisticated. Took a Sharpie and he and a couple buddies drew big eyeballs on their asses, right? And the attacks went down like 98% because the lions are like, hey, man, they're staring at us.
So this one over in Botswana said that they've reported that over the course of the 4 years, not a single cow that they've painted on has been killed by a predator. And apparently it was a problem over there to where they said, you know what, we need to paint our cows' butts. Mm-hmm. Not a single one has been attacked.
I remember because I thought that was so ridiculous, except that it works. So here's my thought. If we ever go on safari, I don't know if you've been listening to the show long enough to know that 2 weeks out of the year we do the men's room safari. I'm just going to get googly eyes that I can put on the back of my head.
I actually learned about tigers. Look this up. I swear to you, this is true. On the back of tiger ears are white spots. It looks like eyeballs. That's what protects them from other cats that would ambush it like
so
that.
So the tigers are worried about other tigers?
Correct.
Damn.
They're dangerous, man.
I'm going to get a bunch of those googly eyes. I put them all over my bald head. It doesn't matter who's looking at me or from what angle. Like, he's looking
what
at
What is
me.
This? The cat wants to kill you.
It does. Apparently, it's time to put out information again. A charity has released some safety measures in order to protect them, to protect people from COVID-19 while having some special time with a partner. They recommend limiting yourself to one partner, wearing a mask during sex, and avoiding kissing.
I've been asked to wear a mask by many women I've been with, and finally, it won't hurt my feelings.
Finally, my paper bag comes to good use.
Only one partner, I'm out.
Right. I feel like I've reported this at least 4 or 5 times as this whole thing has set in.
People get it. The thing about sex is just this. If it is unplanned and it's just going to happen, every precaution goes out the window.
Right.
Right. Like, oh, no, we're doing this.
Precautions that have been in place.
There's a bear running down the hills going to attack us. Yeah, but...
Right.
Yeah, but if you go to one of those conventions or like Halloween, it's preferred that that mask is on no matter what character
you're in. There you go. Yeah. TSA is finding themselves hit with an abnormal problem, an increase of passengers with firearms in their carry-on luggage. Taking numbers from last month, they found that 15 passengers out of 1 million were carrying a gun in their luggage, up from the 5 per million that was at the same time last year.
Well, before anyone freaks out, I'd say 15 out of 1 million. Those odds don't bug me.
No.
Out of 1 million, you go like, right, that is an exceptionally low percentage of people.
And I don't think anybody is trying to do anything nefarious with these guns that are in their carry-on luggage.
Trying to get them on.
Mainly because I know somebody who accidentally had a weapon in their carry-on luggage.
You bring that up a lot, Mike.
Yeah, you do. Do they look like you?
To a degree. A little bit more gray in the beard. Over in Montana, a brush fire had to be put out that was caused by a bear. The fire was reported at about 2 in the afternoon and was quickly put out, but they found that the cause of the fire to be a bear that had managed to electrocute itself after climbing up a power pole. That is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for a turn of Who Sucks Less. The lovely Taryn Daly joins you next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true, but in the meantime, we be all up out this batch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.